הכוחות עשר מחריזמה, חמש אלף. בעצם הרמב"ם נמכר פרץ כחול באיסי נאמן. בעצם בגמור עשר, דיס אקזקטור. מי בגלל את שמין הגדולים? There was no need to take seven nations of Israel for the Lord or not. The third, which was appointed by the Lord, was then given as a nation of Israel, and it bears evidence to what you said, that Moshe Rabbeinu had all the qualities, I mean, came from within. He was not appointed. Moshe was that God, but not appointed. But by himself. And that's what it says, Choluklova Mishalei. Choluklova Mishalei, what does it mean symbolically? Choluklova Mishalei, what does it mean symbolically? All his own. Choluklova, no complexity, I mean, with God, which some people have to undergo, but everything simple and plain, as simple and plain, as a whole cloven without pockets. Pashtus itself, simplicity itself. Because Meshul, without utilizing any sophisticated manner, I mean means, in order to become a king godl, he was a king godl from the very day he was born. By the table, the stereo is a middle, says stereo in Malchus and Puhun and Vosh Mina, and he was a baby of one day old. But how could you speak about Malchus? He was already, people saw that Meshe Rabbeinu is different from others. Whatever he has is his, only his, no one contributes. No one. There says, Meshe is, Shimon is the whole club of Mishael. If the Kahuna would be missile to Meshul. If the Kahuna would have been a missile to Meshul. That's why his Rebbe, when he came and told him about the conversation, felt a bit irritated. Because about Meshul is the power in Meshul, the power, the authority of Meshul, somehow Father Meshul was due to the greatest, not the appointments. If there are no appointments, no minui, there is no bilukun. Bilukun is only bilukun is necessary when I'm ready to appoint somebody. But the gedule, the greatness, is not by appointment, but by inner process that the gedule flows from his very inner life and personality. There is no need for appointing, there is no appointment. Meshe Rabbeinu was a king godel shelei b'minui, but if there is no minui, there is no b'minui. All right?
This is, of course, it's a problem of the Das Hashem, knowledge of God, how much can we understand that, of the Almighty, and how much, and that absolute knowledge is impossible, and under what conditions knowledge of God, the Kriya, is can be attained to some degree. What are the conclusions we have to draw? And the Rambam, devoted to this problem, to the task of Caesar, almost three chapters. And then he analyzes the Yugim and Midas Rachman separately, and he has a different meaning. To him is the first Shem, is Yikro Hashem, and then Hashem Kirachman, and so on and so forth, the Rambam. What is it? Is it working or it doesn't work? It's working or it isn't? Because we have to look at the result. All right. Because it's different. Ramban, the Ramban basically accepted the Ramban of Shai, but with certain modifications. The way the Ramban does it, all. Usually the Ramban accepts Rashi, but with certain modifications. The Ramban and the Reb Nezra and the Medrash, Rashi. Anyway, it's a Sedra which could be studied for quite a few weeks. 1 week is too short. But at least, I mean, when people study the thesis, they should point out the problems. There's no solutions. I don't look for solutions. But the problems are very important. They are of great concern, not only, they were of great concern to the Jew of old, and they are still of great concern to the mother and children. I'm not going to study the thesis now. It is too long, too tired. I'm just, in Kisiso itself, apparently judging by the space that my managers he gave to the Kisiso, to the Eagle, and I think later the negotiations between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meishe, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu what is most important is that the conversations. There is one conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Meishe, which is absolutely difficult to understand. We don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means by telling Meishe this and that, and what was Meishe's answer. And then somehow Meishe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Kali Yochol to an agreement that this and this should be done. I'm referring to here it is. How was it? Meishe was in Har Sinai. It was at the end of the Kabbalah Satera. It means the giving of the Luches and the formulation of Mishpatim of Kabbalah Satera. It was the very end. The nation was about to turn around, was about to return to the Machane, to the camp, to the community, and tell them what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him to tell. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly confronted Meishe, Leichrei. First time Meishe hears such words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leichrei kishichei damcha. So what happened? First of all, let's understand the order. Rabbi Holzer, will you be so kind to remind me at the end of the... The Leichrit and Meishe Leichrit Shirishe Samcho. And then right away the Torah says Veichal Meishe Sneh Hashem Elokot. When did it happen, the Vaichal Meishe? When did it happen? Immediately? Or did the Torah here is a Mukhar or Mugdem matter? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meishe and Leich Reid, so Meishe could not deliver orations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Leich Reid, it's Leich Reid. No critical statements has shown from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leich Reid, so he went. With the Luchas. And went in, and what he found, we know. I mean, she was a Luchas and so on and so forth. Then Meishe said, "Vayimi Mocharos." When Meishe came to the Machne and found this commotion in the Machne, so Meishe did. I mean, he burned the idol, he destroyed the altars, the mizbeches, and he also executed the If the Avodah Zarah, if there were, if he could provide, he could find evidence, we should testify as far as Achroi is concerned. Amazing. And then, by him Machos, what does the Torah say by him Machos? Vayim HaMeshe, Vayalav Nelevi Kedvar Meshe, Vayipa Menom, Vayim Ahu Kashrech Salfe Ish, Vayim, Vayim HaMeshe, Milu Yadeichem, Vayim Lareshem, Ki Vivnei Ubeochiv, Velosis Aleichem, Vayim Brocho. So this phase came to an end. Meshe has executed or implemented the Dini Aved, Eiv David Ezor, among them the Dini Misa and so forth. Then Vayoshev Meshe Lad Hashem, Vayemer Ono, Achoto Om, Chato Gdelo, Vayimim Ochoros, Vayasu Lehem, Elei Zov, Vayimim Ochoros, Vayim Meshe Lom, Atem Chatosem, Chato Gdelo, Vatel Hashem, Ulachab Chobat Chatashem. When did it happen? The second, when he went up the Sinai, the Mount Sinai, the second time, the next day. So he came the next day. Here the Torah does not tell us at all that Moshe said the next day, the second day, Vayichal. It might be that he actually said Vayichal. When you study, I mean, the sequence of the psukim, I mean, one by one, so the impression you get confirms the opinion of the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban who quotes the Ibn Ezra. That when Moshe said Vayichal, it was before Moshe went down the mount, back to the Machne. Right away when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'atu Anichu Li, Ve'yichapu Behem V'achalim, V'achalim, Et Moshe Ratz Vayichal Moshe Esmi El Hashem Elokim. And then we know him by Hashem al Roa Shadiba Lassis Lamei. I mean, this was this took place on Har Sinai on the top of the mountain before Moshe had a chance to come back to Machane and implement all these duties pertaining to Eved David Zohar. But this is the pause is too long. It's a big pause. The Vayichal gives us the impression, particularly the sequence of events, the way they were told us, recorded by the Torah, would suggest that he said Vayichal immediately. Then the next day when he went up to the mount, this is the Sholish and Tzoyes, so the second set of all the brochures, he had a big job he had with. Namely, what kind of a job? The second time he climbed out of the mount. What was his job? Why should you say the word here? Bakoshes kapora, tshuva, bakoshes kapora. Ulay achapro, vater Hashem, ulay achapro vat chatasra. Meshu went through, I mean, the phases of tshuva. The second time, after he climbed up the mountain, the next day following his meeting, his confrontation with the Eved Egel. You understand me? Yes. He said, Vayichal, immediately. The question is why Menereshenim, with Rashi among them, why did Menereshenim reject the idea that Moshe said Vayichal immediately? It fits into the context of the psukim. Is it a different reason? Because there's a loche from Tevu v'sharetz b'yodin. As long as the Avodah Zarah is still in, is not. Is still in existence, David Israel, and Lenasi Dim Bereshoyim, and those who are guilty, the guilty who are not punished, is a table of Sheretz B'Yodin, and there is no kapora. That's what forced actually, it's what compelled many rishis, many parshoni amiko, to interpret that the Vayichal was said. The next day, after Moshe got through with his implementation of the Alochas of Eved David Zohar. Because if you said it right on the top of the mountain after God informed him, communicating the news item, that, oh, the Eger Masecho, also the Eger Masecho, He had no right to plead. The plea for the people could take place, did take place, after there was Tshuva and Kapore, Akoras Achet, and so forth. The answer, as far as this is concerned, this is just, the answer is simple. There is usually to ask for Kapore before the Chet, is, so to say, the traces of Chet are wiped away, and before the Chet is still, the object to which was, which people worship as Eved Zor itself. Before it has been destroyed and completely eliminated, there is no tshuva, there is no kapore, and certainly there is no mechile, there is nothing, there is no tfile, but there is one thing which is possible, namely what, for instance, I'll take an example from life. One is condemned to death. The governor or the president has the right of commuting sentence. And it is the night of the on which the execution is supposed to take place. It's usually the guy, and the defense, the attorneys will come to the governor and not ask for pardon. Pardon is a different story. But they'll ask for what? For reprieve. In a state of execution, reprieve, to postpone, Not tonight. I mean, it's a tactic which is almost universal. To save him first, from immediate execution. Tomorrow will work tomorrow. That, in my opinion, is also a part of tshuva. But in order, you don't need for that, in order to ask for a stay of execution or for postponement, I don't believe that it's necessary in order to exercise that right to have the abidizore and all the instruments of sin destroyed, and only then to ask for the plea. Because if I should wait, there will be nothing to do. The individual will be executed and he wouldn't be able to help. That's what Meshi, this practice Meshi. He doesn't say in Vayichal, he doesn't mention a single word about Kapore, Slachno, Mechalno, Kapore. When did he mention Kapore? The second day, Vayim Mochros, Vayim Meshalom, Ulay Achapcho Vatchatas. The first time we heard the word Kapore. Why didn't he say Kapore in Vayichal Meshi? אם יחל משק, אם משק אפלו, וחל משרים משק, וחל משנה שמקרים אימון, וחל משנה שמקרים אימון, לא מניח לחל אף אחד מהמחו, אשר צייתם מארץ מצרים. Just a moment. Long, what are you doing? Just a moment, I believe, yeah. לא השם יהיה אחרי הפכה במחר, שציץ מן המצרים, חגול מן חזוק, לא מיום מצרים, רואה את זה, not a word of Kapore. Because Kapore had no right to ask. It was still an eagle, they were still dancing around the eagle, they still shouted. But to postpone, stay in his execution, he felt his mutter. Not mutter, that's what he should do. That's why Chal Mish, it's מי השם לכל. וינוחם השם על הרוע, שדיבר לעשת למי, you understand very well, what's mean וינוחם על השם, Alo Ruah, Asher Dibar Las Islami. I mean, maybe Meshi had to go up a second time with a plea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive the sins of Israel. A second time. And the Chumash in Dvorim tells us, where it's not pay lift near the Hashem, it's not worth just prayer. Meshi is octil. Isn't it, man? I don't. Where it's not pay lift near the Hashem, אז אבויים היים ואבויים הלולו, לחם לאכלתי ומים לשוסיסי. So you see the intensity of the prayer. which Misha recited, what Misha said, he was completely involved, he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, it was necessary, I mean, that Misha come down, and Misha address himself to the leader of Israel, and tell them to return, and Misha did all that, and then he asked for Kapor, for the Chav, but not for. First is just postpone, stay after execution. I mean, you can do it, I mean, talking about the Kodesh, you can do it, I mean, anytime you want. Lomo Yech Abramech, Vainochem Ad Yishem Al Oroa, Shem Di Belas Islam, not it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has actually, I mean, eliminate this possibility. It didn't eliminate. You know him as Hashem al Roa, Shatib al Aslam, means immediately. This will not, so they don't, it's not Nicho, Vato Anicholi, Vachale Isim Kiroga. Vato Anicholi, it's just a fraction of a second. If Meshi had not immediately, I mean, objected to the execution of the Gemara Din, it would, the Israel would have disappeared immediately. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted only this aspect, because this aspect is not only one of Tshuva, it is Rachma V'Kol Masel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it even with regard to the animals, to the beasts in the field. That's why Vayichal is Tshuva is not mentioned. Vayinochem Hashem al Rosh Hashlame is only states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to everybody, and he accepted Meisha's plea. Basically, even though it was not accompanied by Tshuva, or by Chesed. This is all. That's what I wanted to introduce. So how? Let us now see what there is. This conversation with Meisha when he climbed up the mountain second time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crucial to the understanding of the whole parsha. The trouble is that we don't understand the conversation. ויאמר ויושב מישה להשם ויאמר רון נוחות תאום הים הזה חתו הגדלו ויאסו להם ולהזור. This is Vidu. We know that from the Gemara. The Gemara says whether Vidu requires Pirut Achet or doesn't require Pirut Achet, you have to specify in Vidu the kind of the sin or of the Chet which you committed, or after the Shbohu Yedei at a woman is all knowledgeable. So he doesn't need the specification and the singling out of the head. All has to say Chotosi, Rishi, Pashaiti. But the Gemara utilizes this pasuk in order to prove as that Tshuva and Vidu require Pirut Achot. Apparently, the Gemara is handled Meisha's plea as a part of what? Of the long Vidu which Meisha resigned, which Meisha was involved during 40 days and 40 nights. Not even 1 second he spent on just that. That's lechem lechal to my own shesisi, means all my thoughts about myself, my awareness of myself, were all suspended. Everything was suspended. There was only one objective which I wanted to reach, namely, at the adat. Attainment of Kapor. Vato im tischa dosom v'mai im echeinen am esif ha-shvashav. Vayimer ad Hashem al-Meshe mi asher choto li im echeinen esif. Don't take advice with me. Don't take advice. Vato leich lechei esorom. What is it all? Meshe ask for what? For identify, no, that there should be a grant of power to the people, I mean, for Kapore. Should Kapore should be bestowed upon the people? The people should be absolved, obviously. And Meisher said, if not, I don't care to continue. Because Boro told him, I'll make the integrate people, so Meisher said, I don't care. Because Boro answered him, because Boro wants to impose a reward of somebody, the great honor, he's not concerned with the fact that this particular individual is not interested in the army. So, I mean, he will be appointed anyway. מי אשר אחתו חוטל ימכן המסיר. ויעתו, נאו, ליך נחי יסורון, אל אשר דיברתי לו, lead the people to the place where I mentioned, הנה מלוכי ילך לפניך, my angel will company who will be impoked you for kadeti aleim chatosa vayigri farishem esorom al ashorosa esayigyo ashorosa what's the connection here? What is the transition from Meisher's plea for kapora and something about Meisher's role? And then again למד גימול גם וידעת עד ישם אל מישה ליך עלי מזה עטו ואירום אשר אלי שמי ארץ מסעים אלו אורץ אשר נשבעתי לאברום ליצוק ליקי לימר לזרחו את בננה ושלחתי לפניך המלוך וגירשתי את הכנעני המירי ואחי והפריזי והיוסי אל ארץ זה והסחוד ובדבוש כלאלה בקזיר וחקם כשערב עטו תנחו חבדרך וישמע עומס הדובר הרוע הזה ויסבולו ולשוסו איש אדיו וימר עד השם הרמי שימירו בני ישראל אתם מהשעה עם כשערף רגע איך עוד אלה בקריר בכל ואתו ערד אדיו חומי הולכו ויסנצלו בני ישראל את אדיו מהחירב ומי שיקח ישראל ונותו למחוס למחנה החק למחנה וקורא לאיל מייל וקורא מבקש השם ויצא לאיל מייל השם חוץ למחנו, והיא כצנס מישהו. יקום הקולון, וניצו איש פסח רולי, והביטו החמי שעד ביראה לו. זה שעשו לבבתי. What is the main problem? What was the main problem? What's the main problem? Main objective. What is the main problem? שומע, כפור, שרקוש בור עושה, מחובר, אין לי מחובר. מחובר, אין לי מחובר. The answer which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is ambiguous, I mean, because we don't understand exactly. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to tell me? And did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kali Yochel have a choice in the matter? He has to tell me, I accept the Kapor. Kapor, Tshuva and Kapor are one of the 17th which we have created. Prior to the creation of the universe. And why did Meisher have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether he is forgiving or he wants to forgive the community or doesn't want? There is a promise by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's enough. My opinion, there was something which Meisher objected to. When Meisher asked him, his kinta Kodesh Baruch Hu, requesting pardon and forgiveness for the people, for the people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, V'yato leich neche yesorom el asher dibarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yato Leich Mechiris Romeis as a debatable. Do I have to explain it to you? There's no need for explanation anymore. And this is the surprising part of the parsha. Mechiris Romeis, they did not lose their rights in there and their claims on Eretz Yisrael. The first thing Meisha thought, the first thing, I mean, should have been, I mean, the first punishment, actually, the most important punishment, should have been the loss of rights which the Bnei Israel had since the times of Abraham to the land of Canaan. If they have been Israel under such circumstances, that right after Martin Peres, the betrayed of the Shboko, in the whole performance was so ugly and objectionable that there was no need for such. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leich Nechem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all right, I take it as a different story. When you read the parsha now, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayimar Aleichem Al Meishim Miyah Shechot Aleim Chano Mesechim. Who should enter? Who should replace the Jewish people? That's my business. Whoever will not deserve and will not. Whoever will deserve will be erased and removed from the book. Correct. But I want to tell you something else. You still remain the leader. Because you have the same task to perform. Nothing has changed as far as your status is concerned. Nothing has changed with regard to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Krisas Bris, covenant pertaining to Israel. Still, the Yisi Lachem Lelekim, and also the land that will belong into the Krisas Bris from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The automation, never mind, about Kapora will speak, will say, I'll tell you about what will happen. But I'm interested in something else, to tell you that the whole tragedy of the eagle had no effect upon the covenantal promise which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Avraham Yitzchak. That I'm going to fulfill. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. What is in the Chenina Misifracho? He said, Mi Ashechotoli, I'm Chenina Misifracho. Ve'ato. And under the word Ve'ato, I mean, you have to emphasize. There is the emphasis is a flatter. Ve'ato. Don't make mistakes. You're not relieved of leadership. Because, logically, very simple. Meisha said, well, if not Israel, so he doesn't want to be there. He does not want to be the man in Israel. He has no forgiveness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, not only you'll be the man in Israel. The task has not changed one iota. The task which you'll have to implement. Namely, Eretz Israel belongs to the people, to the covenantal community, the children of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you will have to cross into Eretz Israel and to conquer all the Shiva Amim, this is seven nationalities, and you'll have Chlukas Oretz. You'll divide the partition of Israel among the Jews. Nothing has changed. Leich Nechei Eserom El Asher Dibarta. What does it include now? Should it make you stop right there? What did it include? Of course, the conclusion is that there is some kind of kapora. Because if they hadn't been kapora, so they would have lost completely, would have forfeited their rights to the Eretz Yisrael. I have them. That's a logical conclusion. There was Kapore, there is Kapore, and I'll grant Kapore forgiveness and pardon to them, even though their sin was so ugly and horrible. But I'll tell you something else. Leich Nechayesom, Elasha Debatlo. Elasha Debatlo. But he just added four words. In the Malochi Yelach Lefanecha. In the Malochi Yelach Lefanecha. So what was it? So what did that? It was the Lemigdash. When Shachanti the Sefer. This will be missing. This will not be. You'll have a Mishkan, but I won't be there. In the Malochi Yelech Lefanecha. The same history, the same chapter will be. The same chapter of history will be written now. But with one difference, with one difference, one distinction. For the Shechanti Lemigdash, Rosh Lemir, Shechanti Besecho, this is lost. The next door neighbor will not be a Kodesh Borg, I told you. Who will be the next neighbor? Gavriel Mechor, right? Gavriel Mechor will be the neighbor of the Jew, not a Kodesh Borg. And of course, you understand very well, they wouldn't be with the Mishkan, not at Katamlet, Michael Gabriel, and Samuel, or someone. If there is a Malach, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no mitzvah Mishkan. To build a Mishkan for a Malach, it's a very sorry. It's a second error. Viato. In Vato Leich Nechayes Om El Asher Dibartelo. So what does it mean? Is there Kapore? What message? Mesh asked, give me the message. What shall I tell them? HaKadosh Baruch has wiped off this sin, or HaKadosh Baruch did not, refused to grant Kapore. What message? What's the answer? What did HaKadosh Baruch tell me? You certainly may report to make to the Knesset Israel, to the community, as I accepted the request and the prayer for tshuva. It's good, but with one restriction, one mitzvah will be eliminated, namely, Vosel Migdash Meshacham Kibesecha. Malach Yelech Lefanecha. Is if you are satisfied with that, we have reached an agreement, a compromise. Yes, the Jewish history will go on, continue, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says Vachal Eisom Koroda. It's not Jewish history, complete the extermination of Jewish existence as a historical reality, covenantal reality. However, there will be Kapor. But not. It means what is Kapor? Kapor does not change though. You see, in Kapor and Itshuve, there are two possibilities of interpretation. And one possibility of interpretation says one interpretation means the past is not forgotten. The past is not forgotten. The past remains alive. But it's a special act of chesed exercised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by God, to simply to not to forgive me or regard, I mean, that his punishment is suspended, to suspend the punishment if there is, in case of cure. But it's not completely, I mean, excluded from my awareness. This awareness of the hate should come accompany the hating for many, many years. It is hate, it is, there is kapore, but the kapore does not wipe off completely the hate. I mean, there is like a stain. You wipe off a lot, the hate pales. It's not the punishment is not as severe and merciless. It is an act of chesed and chanina on the part of Kodesh Baruch Hu upon the chete. But the chet remains a reality. Remains a reality. It's mechile. What is mechile? Mechile, I owe him money. And I couldn't pay, so he annulled my indebtedness to him. So don't mean I've never been indebted. No, no, I was indebted, but it's an act of chesed on the part of the creditor. That he forgave him. But tshuva does not change the past. How can the past be changed? That's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, I won't be in the Hechel. I will not reside on the top of the arena bridge. True, it's an arena bridge, and it's an arena bridge, and the chet was forgiven. You were absolved from the chet, but the Beis HaMikdash the Beis HaMikdash cannot be this stain. Nevertheless, there will be a stain on the kapers. The stain was, you try to wash out, it's completely, it should disappear. You apply detergents, yes, but there will be a stain. Nevertheless, there will be a stain. Basically, stain of Hadayim as a visit. This is general, as you call it, the farm industry, the German. A stain is very hard to wash out. Still now, I don't speak about by the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And that's what it says, if Meshe, your kapore, your plea for kapore, is somehow related to this kind of limited act of chesed on my part, namely, the chet remains a reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, I mean, will not punish the chet, but there will always remain in his personality. Always remain. A stain in his personality. Yes. This kind of tshuva and chet and kapore, I have a full a warehouse, I mean, full of such kapore. Because this kapore was promised to call Boelom, man was about to be created. And some Alochim objected. He said he's responsible for that and he's guilty of something else. That time I implanted in man, I granted man the privilege of children, that in case of sinning, is if he should repent, he will not be punished. And basically, when you see in English, repentance or penitence, is not the word in English for tshuva. They don't have a word. The right now, they try to use the term conversion in the sense of returning. But it's a very poor translation. Anyway, if this is the tshuva de kapore, which used are in search, I assure you, there will be kapot. But if you are still stinking, I know you have the blueprint here, in your pocket, the blueprint of the mission. You are intrigued by the idea of having as a tenant or a downstairs neighbor, because it's more. This is gone. Forget about it. Forget about it. ושלחתי משלח הנה מלוך ילך לבנך you and of course you will not build a temple for Amalek because you have to live through the same story that we are living through now with regard to the evil. A mission for Amalek is an evil.